seconds.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, at the next talk. We have Sebastian, and we had a really nice talk about the... I'm really looking forward to see the write once and run everywhere approach for not only AI, but also for all kind of GPU operations that you can do on tensors. And yeah, it's and using Rust and Slang, and maybe Rust in the future fully. Let's see. Sebastian, it's all in your hands now.
Yeah, thank you very much for the introduction. So yeah, I'm Sebastian Crozet. So we'll be talking about Slang and Rust. So a little bit of background. I'm not entirely like an AI guy. So at first I was mostly specialized into linear algebra and physics engine. So if you are familiar with the Rust ecosystem, you might know some of my libraries, the main ones being NLGebra for like linear algebra, matrix operations, etc. And Rapier, which is a physics engine for rigid bodies, so you can use it for games, for robotics, etc. And more recently, I've got some interest into LLM inference, so I started making this toy AI inference library, which is named Slay. And the SL in Slay means Slang. So my goal here is that As a programmer, I really don't want to spend too much time rewriting again and again the same piece of code for the same GPU operations. So right now, if we look at a lot of the existing ecosystem like BMACPP, Candle, and many inference engines, what happens is that depending on the platform you want to target, you have to write your GPU code as many times as you have platforms. So if you want to target Metal, you need to write Metal shaders. If you want to target CUDA, you need to write CUDA shaders, etc., etc. So it's always the same things, but with different languages. So my goal here is, can you just write things once and have it run everywhere? And this becomes especially important to me because I'm not just on AI. I want to do this for physics. I want to do this, I don't know, for sound synthesis, for all kinds of domains. And right now, GPU programmers, there are not a lot of GPU programmers because it's very, very difficult. So if a programmer has to write things 10 times to support every platform, that's just impossible. So just even from a community perspective, it's extremely important to provide these tools, to provide these languages that you can use to write things once and run them everywhere. So I've been experimenting with Slang. So Slang is kind of old and new at the same time. So it's old because it has been around for a few years. It was developed by NVIDIA, but at the end of 2024, what happens is that the project was transferred to Kronos. So now it's a Kronos project, it is open source, open governance, so it's way more appealing from a community perspective to start using that. So what Slang is two things. It's at the same time a programming language for the GPU, and at the same time it's the compiler for that language. So the idea is you write your shader once in Slang, and then the compiler will translate your shader into your platform-specific code. So for example, if you want to support the web, it can convert your Slang shader into WGSL. If you want to support Metal, it creates MSL, it can create PTX files for CUDA. It can even support the CPU, and it has some fancier targets I never really tried, like PyTorch. But you can see it has a very, very wide coverage in terms of targets. And actually, before doing some Slang, I actually made the same experiment, but using WGSL, which is very present in the Rust ecosystem. And WGSL has this library called Naga. And Naga is kind of very much like Slang, except that it takes WGSL as input, or also SpearV as input, and it will generate the same kind of outputs, but it cannot do compute-only APIs because it's a lot more focused on graphics. So why would you want to use Slang? So of course, open source, open governance, it sounds very promising for its future. You write your shader once, it runs everywhere. And also it supports both compute and rendering. So if you have a pipeline, like some AI inference, and then you need to use a result of that on some rendering shaders or some physics or whatever, you could do this because you remain within the same API for compute and graphics, so you wouldn't need any synchronization between CPU, GPU. You can just keep everything on the GPU. Unlike web GPU, you are not limited by the web GPU standard, so you do have access to more low-level operations, which can be important if you are interested in supporting higher performance tools for native, so you can have some sort of conditional compilations. If I am targeting the web, then I don't use these kinds of operations. But if I am targeting native, then you can fall back to a more efficient implementation. It has automatic differentiation built in. I haven't used that actually, but I suppose it can be very convenient for training. And the most important part is it has a very modern syntax. So even if you just use Slang for writing shaders and creating SpearV kernels from it, that's always your win, just because it's so much nicer to use than WGSL or GLSL or any kind of these languages. And finally, it supports reflection, so you can ask the Slang compiler information about your shaders. So you can let the Slang compiler allocate binding sets and binding groups for you, and it will automatically tell you, okay, for this kernel argument, you need to bind it that way. So you don't have to worry about this kind of register allocation, which sometimes can be very annoying to do. There is this QR code here. So this is a talk from Kronos, which I found extremely interesting. So if you are interested in Slang, you might want to start with that talk, because it gives a lot of information about what it's about, how it works, the limitations, potential use cases. So I found it very, very interesting. So so this is Slang. So this part here, this is only about writing and converting shaders. Now, this does not tell you how you can use this from Rust if you actually want to run it for your inference or for anything else. So you need four parts. First, you need the Slang compiler, so this translates your shaders from Slang to your target. You need Rust binding, so you can actually call the Slang compiler. So the two blue things here, so Slang C++ and Shader Slang, these already existed when I started this work. So we already had Rust bindings, but these are low-level bindings, so I kind of had to make a very small wrapper on top of that to make it easier to use for the simple use case of translating a shader. And then the hard part, and I believe it's the hardest part, is to write an RHI. So RHI is Render Hardware Interface. So the idea is that on the one hand, Slang allows you to write your shader once and convert it for every platform. And on the other hand, you need to write your CPU code, so all the CPU side orchestration, creating buffers, launching a kernel, etc. All of that, you also want to write them once and have them run on every platform. So it means that they need, when you write create buffer, it needs to translate to the Metal API if you are on macOS. to translate to the CUDA allocation if you are targeting CUDA, etc. So you kind of still need this kind of multi-backend interface, but only for the GPU API, not for the shaders themselves. So I've started working on Slang HAL, which is essentially that API that you just call, and depending on your platform, it will automatically use the proper low-level hardware API. It's very incomplete right now. So right now, it only supports compute and only WebGPU and some CUDA. What's interesting is that if you are using C++, be aware that they already have, so Kronos already has RHI implementation for Slang, which means that you will probably already be in a very good place for calling Slang shaders directly from C++, but in Rust, that does not exist. And finally, the more interesting part are the actual tensors. So sTensor is the tensor library which provides tensor operations like matrix multiplication, addition of two vectors, these kinds of very general operations you might want to use for LLM inference, but also for physics simulation or anything else. And that's kind of the reason why this is a new library instead of just creating a Slang backend to something like LlamaCPP or Candle, because I really need these operations to be reusable from different domains and not just artificial intelligence. Slay is the inference library, and Nexus and Slush, these are just physics simulations, so it's not related to AI at all at the moment. So to give you an idea of what Slang looks like, this is a very basic kernel. And the most important part, and I think it's kind of silly that today this is still important, you can see that A and B, the two tensor arguments, they are specified as arguments to the add assigned kernel function. So these are not global variables like you can see in a lot of shading languages today. And just that makes the code extremely more easy to maintain and to read. And the rest is kind of very standard. Some things this does not show is that Slang has a module system. So you can from one kernel. And you can see here, this is, and everything else, this is generic with regard to the backend. So you can write this once, and then it will specialize automatically depending if you select a web GPU backend, a CUDA backend, etc. So the rest is kind of similar. You can specify your kernel arguments. So you have a bunch of GPU buffers, and you don't have to know like from what backend these buffers originate from. And then the launch function just takes these arguments and trigger the add assigned operation. So not anywhere here you've seen any kind of binding groups and binding indices, because this is automatically allocated by Slang. And yeah, you don't need to worry about the backend, because this is automatically handled by your generic arguments. So here I've put a bunch of links which are the main libraries I mentioned here. Slay is very incomplete right now, so I'm still at the experimentation phase. And you get a bunch of operations. So far I've implemented Llama and Whisper model. And the idea is to continue to provide these low-level operations and more models in the future. There is a similar experiment I've done before starting Slang. So if you are interested in a purely web GPU WGSL implementation, then you can have a look at WGML. So what's next? right now, like I said, I'm still in the exploration phase, and my goal is to promote this idea of writing shader once and have them run everywhere so that we get more and more contributors from a wider range of backgrounds and not just AI. And Slang is very nice. It's extremely close to the ideal solution, except that today it does not have a package manager, but I think there are some potential work in the future that might fix that. But more importantly, it does not allow any kind of CPU-GPU code sharing, just because it's just a completely different language from Rust. So I do have one last experiment I've started recently, which is to use something called Rust GPU and Rust CUDA. So these are libraries which provide a GPU provide a compiler backend for the Rust compiler, which helps translate compile Rust code directly into SPRV or directly into PTX. So with that, we could automatically use the cargo package manager and also for sharing shader code. And also we could have some ways of sharing code between GPU and CPU, which is especially important if you want to share the definition of structure, for example, to avoid some kind of mismatch, which can be very difficult to debug. So that will be my last experiment before I actually dive into selecting my preferred solution for this cross-platform single-source GPU physics implementation. And I will also have a very strong focus this year on generating datasets for embodied AI based on GPU physics simulation. So yeah, thank you all for being here. And if you have any question, don't hesitate. Oh, okay. So the question is if I support generics. So there are three aspects to that. So we can talk about generics on the Slang language itself. So this one, I don't need to support them because the Slang compiler does that for me. Generics on the Rust side, right now, it's only about the backend selection. So the only generic part you can specify is whether you want to use the web GPU backend or the CUDA backend, etc. But it does not let you change some things like workgroup sizes. So you can specialize these yet.